How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Alcohol isn't for everyone. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Religion, sobriety, medications, being pregnant or on a diet, or simply not liking the taste. There are plenty of reasons why people don't drink. Fortunately, non-alcoholic options have never been more interesting. There's zero-proof wine with flavors like salted raspberry and chamomile, crisp non-alcoholic beer, and then sodas like this.
When we took Concord and Fredonia grapes from McCook Farms and we cooked it down to a syrup, but we also introduced peach leaves and anise seed to balance out and more develop further that very beautiful flavor that we got from that produce this year.
You can find that at Daisy's in Logan Square. A wide variety of spirit-free drinks will be on full display at NA Day next weekend. It's put on by Chicago AF, a local nonprofit that organizes monthly sober events in the city. We spoke with Carrie May, who's a nurse practitioner and founder of Chicago AF, and Pat Corcoran, who's co-founder of Years, a craft non-alcoholic beer company that'll be featured at NA Day to talk about NA options and sober living. I began by asking Carrie to tell us about Chicago AF and how she nurtures a sober community here in Chicago. My first question was, why was this important to her? Here she is.
So I stopped drinking in 2016, and when that happened, I loved to socialize and really couldn't find any other avenues to socialize without alcohol, and so I kind of felt like I needed to create it.
So where'd you start?
So I tried a couple of things. I tried like a meetup type of thing to try to get some people together. That kind of flopped. I tried to network. And then the pandemic really helped with the Zoom that I could kind of get some people together and mm-hmm. start kind of, because I live in Arlington Heights, which like reach the greater Chicago area.
Right.
And so we were able to just start getting some people together and slowly by slowly just start to build a community.
They might have been relieved. Right, like, oh good, yes, great idea.
Yes,
yeah. I've been wanting this.
Yes, and so we've just kind of slowly been building, and it's just been tremendous growth over the years.
And Pat, the tagline of Years Beer is, quote, "It's not the years in your life, it's the life in your years." I love that. Tell me what that means to you.
To me, I think we borrowed that, you know, it's kind of an old adage, but you know, to me, when alcohol was present in my life, I felt like I was kind of always sick and tired of being sick and tired is kind of one of the old, mm-hmm. another adage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Carrie, I wanted to kind of, you know, find a better way to use my time, enjoy myself, party more. Mm-hmm. Party every day is kind of my vibe. But, you know, and with alcohol, I just couldn't do that. So the NA has been really great for me. And, you know, it's not about the years of my life. It's the life of my years, the good life in it.
Yeah. Well, the U.S. Surgeon General this week, I'm sure you've heard, he warned that moderate drinking is linked to 7 types of cancer. We talked earlier this week on Reset with Dr. Ashish Didwania. He's from Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. And I want to play a little bit of what he had to say about the idea that drinking a glass of wine a day can be good for heart health.
Mm-hmm. Nobody should think drinking is healthy. We're wrestling with, is it unsafe?
So that was kind of a mic drop.
Yeah, definitely.
It was very clear, Carrie, and you're a nurse. So mm-hmm. what did you think when you heard that?
I couldn't wait to hear that. I've been waiting for that to come. Absolutely, I agree with that.
Yeah. There are 2 dry bars and bottle shops that are in the city right mm-hmm. now, Carrie. Bendicion and In Good Spirits.
Yeah.
talk about how the community has changed and grown since you first started this sobriety journey.
Oh, yeah. So there was nothing when I first started. There were not non-alcoholic drinks on menus. There definitely were not spaces dedicated to alcohol-free areas. And so we just continue to see it exploding and becoming more mainstream. And like you said in the beginning of the intro, that people are not drinking for all sorts of reasons. And so, you know, the public and everything is really coming up with that demand.
Yeah. What have you noticed, Pat? What changes in folks just being interested in this, joining this community?
Yeah, I think a lot more people are health conscious these days. Mm-hmm. Probably more of a generational thing and not as much part of our culture, the drinking.
Yeah. How do you see the products changing to sort of match that?
So that's a great question. So the products in, you know, the 80s, 90s, 2000s of non-alcoholic mirrored what was happening and what was popular on the alcoholic side. So light beers kind of took over, Bud Light, Miller Light, these are huge. And so the NA equivalents of those were mirroring them in taste profile. So what we've seen in the last 5-10 years has been a shift on the NA side to mirror what's been popular on the alcoholic side, which is a more hop-driven beer. And that's why I think there's been an explosion in the acceptance of NA beer products, because we're now mirroring what's been popular, what people have been drinking on the alcoholic side.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, I'm drinking, you know, big hoppy beers on the alcoholic side, and then I'm going to drink a Sharps or an O'Doul's, which is kind of like a watered down experience.
Okay.
So I think companies like Athletic have done extremely well by looking at what's really popular on the alcoholic side and making their version on the non-alcoholic side.
Well, why don't we taste your product?
Sure.
You brought us all some Years beer. Let me crack that open there.
There we go.
All right, let's take a sip of this here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Delicious.
Okay, yeah, that goes down smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us more about it.
So this is our classic pale. We just released it on Friday. It's richer, a little bolder, maybe a little bit more viscous than a Pilsner would be. Maybe better for the colder months or with a heartier meal. And, we're super excited about it. And you guys can't see it, but it's got a beautiful amber color.
Yeah, it is pretty.
We're the most proud.
Very
of
delicious,
this.
And in the after, I'm studying the aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Yeah,
really good.
We went through months and months and months of trying to make beer just with real brewers, you know, with real people, and we're really happy with the process that we've come up with. Every NA kind of has their own little magic that they do to make it the way that it is. So
yeah,
we're really happy with ours, and we do everything by the German Munich beer rules too. So it's there's no like additives, there's no, you know, kind of funkiness in it. It's just beer without alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't want it to you want it to have its own distinct taste.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. You don't want it to taste like alcohol.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah, but there is a mouthfeel from alcohol that gets deleted when you make or try to make a beer without alcohol. So we try to, during the process, recreate that feeling, you know.
So the fermentation process is different.
Yeah, the brewing process. Yeah, it's different for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. So our producer, Linnea, she sat down with Nicole Yerovinsky, who's a beverage director at Daisy's Restaurant in Logan Square. It takes a culinary approach to NA cocktail making. So I want to play a little bit of her talking about the shift that she is seeing.
Mm-hmm. Alcohol is just one of the ingredients that you can involve in beverages. It's a very interesting cultural shift back to not relying on one singular process of distillation. A lot of people are, you know, looking back at more traditional beverages, more simple short ferments like kombuchas, like shrubs, exploring teas and herbal infusions, and how different flavor components play with each other and echo within your body.
Does that ring true for you, Carrie?
Yeah, it does. And I think everybody, too, that is choosing not to drink really wants a sophisticated, elevated beverage and wants to be included in whatever type of event that they're in. And so it's really important, and I'm really, really grateful to see everything that's come to the scene.
Yeah. So as consumers, I'm curious, I mean, have your expectations about the kinds of NA drinks available, have that shifted as well? Like, what kinds of offerings do you expect to see now on menus?
I expect to see multiple options. I'm surprised when there's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, super agree.
Yeah.
And the thing too, and it's something that we talked about as a team, we're curious why they're packaged to look like alcohol products. I mean, for example, Pat, you brought in what looks like a regular can of beer mm-hmm. to me. Do you have an idea of why that is? Is it a marketing thing?
I think marketing plays into everything in life, but mm-hmm. I also think that, you know, for me, I don't drink alcohol, but I choose to drink NA beer and not drink alcohol because I want to party. I still want to feel excited and social.
It's still part of your social life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's something, you know, about the, you know, the effect, kind of like the placebo effect. You know, World War II, they would do the shots, you know, and when they ran out of the medicine, they would do the shots anyways, and soldiers would still feel relief. And I feel the same way. I still feel like I'm imbibing. It's still a social lubricant for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think the packaging's part of that. You know, you want to feel like I'm excited for this. It's yeah. exciting. Yeah. It's, you know.
It makes sense.
And I mm-hmm. think, too, like, we're really changing culture with people being more mindful about their drinking. And I think it gives people a lot of confidence as well
yeah.
to be holding something that's not necessarily making you stand out.
Right.
I think, and especially for our younger generation, that's very important.
Right. So. Well, in the 30 seconds or so I have left, Carrie, I want to give you an opportunity to just briefly yeah. tell us about the third annual NA Day okay. and if you want to shout out some vendors.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to shout out Years.
Zach Corcoran, Year's Beer.
Yeah, so our NA Day is coming up on January 18th, next Saturday at Loft on Lake. We do have tickets available at Eventbrite. I don't really want to shout any other vendors out because I have over 20 coming. So
and you're like, I will forget somebody.
Yeah.
Someone will be
but
upset.
We are super excited that every single vendor is participating with us.
And well, with that, let's take another sip.
Okay, let's
Year's
do.
Beer.
Cheers.
Mmm. Brilliant stuff. We have been speaking with Pat Corcoran, who's co-founder of Years. That's a craft non-alcoholic beer company in Chicago. And also Carrie May, who's founder of Chicago AF, a local nonprofit that organizes monthly sober events here in the city. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Meh Ahmed and mixed by Ari Mejia. Every Thursday, we do our weekly food segment where we highlight Chicagoland chefs, restaurants, drinks, or food specialties. To stay inspired and find new places to try, make sure you subscribe to our podcast at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again on Monday.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.